Welcome to Podcasts of Waterdeep. I'm Greg Tito, host of Dragon Talk, the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast. To celebrate the launch of Waterdeep Dragon Heist, D&D asked Victoria Rogers from the Broadswords and Josh Peralt from Taking Initiative to create a special 10-episode story with a cross-section of the D&D live play community. Hopefully by listening to some of these episodes, you get jazzed about the possibility of storytelling within Waterdeep Dragon Heist and maybe find one or two new D&D podcasts to follow. To find out more about these groups and the Waterdeep Dragon Heist adventure book available in game stores now and everywhere, September 18th, head to dnd.wizards.com/POWD or check out our live video programming on twitch.tv/DND. Here's a brief recap of what happened in the last episode. There is currently a faction war happening throughout Waterdeep between the Xanathar and the Zhentarim while they and several different groups all search for a huge hoard of gold dragon coins hidden in a vault somewhere in the city. The wizard Manshun, leader of a shadowy organization, recently made an appearance in the city at a theater performance. Manshun's location is now known thanks to several adventurers from the Dungeon Drunks in Episode 6, but getting to Manshun directly is a dangerous task, so other methods may need to be improvised in order to cease his machinations. Have fun listening to this 8th episode of Podcast of Waterdeep, brought to you by Drunks and Dragons, along with special guests Adal Rafai from Hello from the Magic Tavern and Hey Riddle Riddle, and Carlos Luna, Dungeon Master for Rivals of Waterdeep, and as a cast member from Dungeon Rats.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for water deeping me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. I'm truly sorry for my husband, this podcast, everything we've done.
Mike Bachman.
Water deep me, daddy.
No!
We have no Nika Howard tonight, but we have some really amazing special guests. We have Carlos Luna.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
And Adal Rafai.
Hello.
Did I get the name?
Rarely does somebody get my name correct, so I'm in awe of you.
I've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern for 3 years and some change.
Okay.
And I am familiar with it in all of its little bits and bobs. So thank you for coming on, Carlos. Just in case anyone here who's listening doesn't know you, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Carlos Luna. I have a podcast called The Dungeon Rants. Six improvisers playing Dungeons & Dragons. The episodes are highly edited with original music by me and sound effects. I'm also the DM for a D&D Twitch stream called Rivals of Waterdeep.
And I guess, Adal, I should let you say what you do.
No, it's just good enough you got my name. So here's a little cookie. Take this cookie.
He's defined by his last name.
Yeah. I do a podcast called Hello for the Magic Tavern, where I play a shapeshifter named Chunt. And then I also do a podcast called Siblings Peculaire and a brand new podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle.
Nice.
which is a few weeks old.
I saw that. It seems like it's doing really well.
Oh, you saw that and it seems like it's cool?
Oh, well, yeah. Listen to it. Praise. Wow, what a fan.
High praise that you saw it and you think it's cool.
Did not listen. I like the cover art, and you know, that's half the battle, really. Dungeon Rats has very good, clean cover art. That's very good.
It's all important.
Yeah. I think the only reason why we ever got listeners is because someone took pity on us and gave us good cover art way back then.
It's probably true, actually. Yeah. Shout out to Azad. Thank you for that good fan art.
We're going
to
play some D&D tonight. We're going to be doing a one shot, and we're going to be in the world of Waterdeep, or not the world, we're in the city of Waterdeep, in the world of Faerûn. And so do you guys want to just quickly go over your characters, I guess?
Sure. I play Bronx Lemieux, the rat folk rogue he snuck upon a ship, and then Xanathar bought the ship, and well, yeah, that's how I got here.
I play Rickety Nell. I'm a warlock hag. I'm very cool, very good at card games. Beautiful, super beautiful. She's not. She looks exactly like Yzma.
And I think Yzma looks attractive.
Thank you.
I play Chili Manili. I'm a tabaxi blood hunter. I'm a cat. I'm a bit of a Maine Coon, like in a tabby mix. I've got a grayish color with some spots. That's me. Hi.
Carlos, you want to go next?
Yes, I play Gilf the Godless, a tiefling sorcerer. I fancy myself a bit of a detective, although I've never solved the case. still working pretty hard on that one.
And I'm going to play, first I should mention on Magic Tavern, I'm known for my vocal range. So I think I'm just going to, I think for this one, I'm just going to use my own voice or some slight version of it. And I'm playing, you know what, guys, you gave me I'm playing an Akokra. How do you say that?
Aarakocra. Oh, that's
It's hard to say.
Which I was informed was a bird boy. So I thought I was going to give my character some name like Vishtush Mushimush or something. Uh-huh. Like something with a lot of, you know, like stank on it. But I feel like since I'm a bird boy, I have to. You painted me into a corner where I have to name my character Squawk Hudson.
So okay.
I love it.
I'm not thrilled about it, but my hand was forced.
I
so you did
you.
This.
Squawk Hudson?
I'm playing Squawk Hudson, who's a level 5 rogue, and he's a bit of a bird boy.
What's that flapping around?
Yeah. Carlos, what was your character's name again? I was listening, not writing.
Oh, his name is Gilf. He's a tiefling.
Is he a grandfather that I would like to...
Party with.
Wait, I don't understand that joke.
MILF is a mom, and a Gilf is
your
mom.
I wasn't even
grandma
thinking.
Or granddad.
This is awkward. This is our first time meeting.
Michael, do we know each other? What's happening?
Yes, you do. You are all in the employ of one Xanathar, who is a crime boss of Waterdeep. He's sort of like, this is like the seedy underbelly. Waterdeep, you're all sort of low to mid-level thugs working for him. You're fairly expendable.
No.
And you don't have a great I don't think you have a great relationship with him.
Hard disagree.
Do we have a great relationship with each other?
That's up for you. You guys can decide that on your own. Actually, I should wind that back a little bit. You actually have your first meeting with the big boss today. You've been in the organization for a little while. This is likely your big chance. Mm-hmm. So you've been working together. You're like a crew in this sort of crime syndicate, and you've finally been summoned in.
Do we have a name for our crew?
I mean, you guys could have a name for your crew.
Oh, man. This is literally the worst thing that this is what we were worst at. It took us how many episodes to get a name?
Over 200.
Over 200.
Yeah, over 200 episodes. Yes, for sure.
If you have suggestions, I would love to hear them.
And we settled on Todd, so it even wasn't that good.
No, it's Atlanta Falcons, which
is good and perfect. What is like a ragtag?
I'm a rat. Let's be dungeon rats.
Let's be rat tag, the rat tag crew.
Hello from the dungeon rats.
You are actually in the sewers underneath Waterdeep. That's where you all hang out. That's where the Xanathar.
This is my Warren.
Has his base.
We're the Warren Beaties.
Okay. Yeah, all right. We're workshopping things.
Don't take the first option. That's what I would say.
We're the Drain Gang.
Drain Gang. Okay.
See, drain Gang is not
take
bad.
The second option, is what I always say.
The second time's a charm. Is yeah.
Drain Gang.
I love it.
Drain Gang, that's very questionable. Okay.
It's evocative. We hang out in the sewer.
I rented that movie back in college. Drain Gang it is.
So you've been beckoned to see the big boss. There's a lot of rumors going around about him. The sort of scariest one is that he is actually a horrific monster called the Beholder.
That can't be true.
If you've played a little D&D, you probably know what that is. And he's a terrifying monster who might disintegrate you if you displease him.
So we've got to be on our best behavior.
So you guys are brought into his sort of lair, I think is the only way we can describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit nicer than the other sewers around you, but but still,
it's classy.
You know you're in a sewer, and this big sort of bulbous monstrosity with one giant eye and a lot of little eyes sort of hanging off the sides is there. He's a fish, I guess, because that's a thing.
Gotta mention Silgar.
Is that his name?
That's the fish's name, yeah.
Oh.
No, this is Xanathar.
Xanathar. This is the Xanathar, okay.
I'm gonna try to do a voice.
I believe in you.
Enter, please.
Oh, yes. Right away, sir, right away.
It's cold in here.
I have a job for you.
A job for the Drain Gang? That's our name.
Yeah, well, it wasn't unanimous. We're open to changing the name too, if it suits you.
Gilf, it's a good name.
I ordered these hoodies with the Drain Gang on it, so.
Oh God.
I don't. My dad would be really mad if I tried to order a different one with a different name, but I could probably get 48% off if we need to.
Your dad, I know your dad works at a t-shirt shop.
Yeah!
48% off is such a specific percent off.
Well, it is. It's the friends and family discount times two, because he's my dad. It is my friend, I'd say.
The traditional 24% friends and family discount.
The Waterdeep and 24% discount, we all know. We all know that's a thing. We can move on.
Okay, enough chatter. I've heard some troubling news. I was procuring a certain artifact that had great potential for interrogation purposes when this very artifact was stolen out from under me, Xanathar. And it was the damn Zents who stole it.
Who would dare? I guess I'm Piglet now.
He said the Zents.
I literally just said it.
Oh, I know. I heard you.
They've been a thorn in our side for too long, and we need to do something about it. And I've been asking myself, how have they been doing this?
You want that we should do them, or?
You want that I should squeeze his head with the pliers?
Oh, you're gonna do them, all right.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, on this, the day of your fish's wedding, we cannot refuse any requests.
I cannot refuse.
Your fish is getting married, correct? With the little, I see there's, the fish has got a little gown on.
Yes, it is. It took me a long time to procure this gown for my small fish.
I could have got you 48% off that gown.
Well, your father is a close friend of mine, but
not family.
He only does hoodies and t-shirts.
A wedding hoodie. Sorry.
This is a more formal occasion.
Well, some lucky guy is going to be able to sleep with that fish, and that's a beautiful thing.
Sleep with the fish. I get it.
I had to say that. It was right there. I had to say it.
So I've been asking myself, how do these Zents, how come they're suddenly such a pain in my side? And I did some digging, and I found out what's going on. The wizard Manshoon is here in Waterdeep, and he's running the Zents again.
Well, that can't be true.
And he stole from me, and he went too far. And of course, I could deal with him myself, but I have many, many other obligations that I must oversee, and that's where you all come in.
A wedding?
No, of course.
Yeah, of course. You hire the best. When you got a clog, you hire the Drain Gang.
Now, you might not be my very best people.
But we might.
Yikes. I mean, you don't have to say that. We know that. You don't have to say it.
I don't know that. I mean, we could be. He said we might not be.
I think we've done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
No, I have the list here. We're definitely not the best.
Well, we could be.
I don't even know how to pronounce what race I am. Akrakra. So, you know what? If the shoe fits.
That's because you're saying it in common. If you were saying it in, you know, Eric Cocker, and then you could say it correctly.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course. Here's the thing. If you were to actually come in contact with Manshoon, he would surely destroy you in almost an instant.
The Drain Gang always comes in contact.
So I was thinking, what do we do here? I can't send you guys. You'll just die. It's going to be no good for me. It's not going to be good for the family. It's not going to be good for...
You care for us.
No. I do not.
Aw, thanks, boss.
So here's what I'm thinking. What do we know about Manshoon? Do we know... Anyone know what we know about Manshoon?
I'm very stupid.
Mm. Other than he's a very powerful arch wizard.
I want to roll a history on 17.
You know that Manchun is a powerful evil wizard who was some thought to be dead. There's all kinds of crazy rumors about him. You know that the big thing here is that he has just a lot of very powerful enemies. So he's got to work from the shadows here in Waterdeep. If he were to just be out there and, you know, working in the light, whatever he's doing, he would have all sorts of people coming down on him. So if he gets outed, then it's no good for him.
So Gilf puts on his detective hat and a little bubble pipe, and he's just kind of pacing back and forth, contemplating what do we know about Manchun. He's like, okay, so what do we know about Manchun? He's half man, half shoon. He's got lots of enemies, obviously. With a name like that, he can't show his face in public. Let's see.
The Zents are really mean. They kick me.
They're... Good one, buddy. A genius is working here right
Sorry.
Now. Okay, let's see. They're an organized gang. They're going to kick a lot of people.
They kick me too.
He's powerful. He's connected. He's the wizard to beat, eh, boss, huh?
That's right. He does. He's got a lot of enemies. You got the Harpers.
Hey.
You got, what's his name? Black Cloak, that Silverhand Lady, the City Watch. Hell, I bet Elminster would like to know
if
he's
here. Is Drizzt alive in this timeline? What's he up to?
Who, Elminster?
No, Drizzt.
Drizzt?
I love Drizzt.
I don't know. That's not my thing. So here's what you're gonna do. He's I've also found out through my network that he's holed up in old Colat Towers.
Colat.
Over there in the Southern Ward.
Well, he's gotta come out man sooner or later, and then I fly around in a circle in the ceiling.
So I need you to go over there, get some proof that that this is Manchun. I hear he keeps a ledger, and probably you'll be able to find it on one of his lieutenants.
Well, why don't we just fake the ledger?
You want his private banking book? That's what we're doing? We're trying to prove that he owes taxes? What are we doing? Wait, hold on. Why are we getting his ledger?
It's full of dirt. It's full of dirt on him, and it proves that he exists.
Yeah, we got like an Al Capone-style way of kicking him down, Texas style.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
that,
that's what we're doing.
No, that's not good. That's not good for me. That's not good for the rest of us.
Remember that great wizard Al Capone?
Yeah, the great Al Capone wizard. Didn't he die of syphilis?
Mm-hmm.
It's like A-L apostrophe Capone.
Don't we think it might be good, since this man has so many enemies, to maybe use some of his enemies against him, because
sure.
I bet some of them also want him to
be outed. A lot of them don't really like us. The Harpers kick me, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't believe me. They don't believe us. We gotta get proof.
Because we
gotta get in there and get the proof.
We're thieves. We're cutthroats. We're footpads. Are you saying that we should go legit?
No, not at all.
I don't want to.
Just get in there, get this ledger, get back, the problem will take care of itself.
Okay, any other questions, or is it drink gang away?
I'm gonna send my associate Jimmy Two Legs over here. He's gonna go with you, and then I will have a voice in the party, just in case.
Why is he called Jimmy Two Legs?
Because I got two legs.
He's a centaur.
I was a centaur.
Mr. Xanthar.
Yeah.
You said the ledger is held by one of his lieutenants. Do you know the lieutenant's name or any information about what he looks like or she looks like?
I do not. That is strictly based on how long this episode goes on which lieutenant will have the ledger.
Of course, sir. I'm so sorry. I forgot we were recording an episode. Do whatever you need to do.
Get it. Just, I want to double back to Jimmy Two Legs for a minute because I want to know which two legs he still
couple
has.
Minutes.
Luckily, the front two legs.
So he's just a fawn now.
Well, no, he might have a cart in the back.
So,
like,
are the horse abs just, like, holding up the back end, or is it a cart situation?
Oh, no, the whole back end's gone.
Oh,
so it is okay. Like a fawn.
He's a fawn. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, yeah, now you guys are free to, you know where this place is, this Colat Towers. There's actually two towers, and it's in the Southern Ward. You totally know where that is. You are free to approach it however you like.
Should we case the joint, or should we stab the guards?
I don't think we can just walk up and say, excuse me, please let me into the tower. So we're not, we're a pretty unsavory bunch.
Well, you don't say please in this instance, because we're important.
I'm a pretty sneaky cat. I could sneak in if it's not too cold.
I say that we all get dressed up. We put on our fedoras, our slacks, our finest hoodies.
Uh-huh.
And we walk into the place like we belong.
Yes. I like what Squawk is doing here. I agree with him. I've got a feather boa that I've been dying to wear.
Please don't ever wear a feather boa around me. Ever.
Oh.
Does that make sense? Please don't ever wear feathers ever around me. I'm a bird boy.
You know. We told you.
Does that make sense? I'm a bird boy. I'm a bird.
It was given. Uh-huh. Okay,
I don't care if it's an heirloom.
They're fake. Oh, they're fake.
At best, okay. It's cultural appropriation.
Okay. All right.
Yikes. At worst.
Okay, I'll wear my... Can I wear fur? Is that okay?
Well...
I'm a hag.
Well, we got a tabaxi. No, I don't know about that.
Well, and I'm a rat who is known for their good fur.
Well, looks like you've given me no chance but to go in the nude. What? Thanks, boys.
You wear wool.
Well, there's lots of other options. Okay.
No, there's like it. Wool.
Nope.
Magical polyester.
Feather boa.
Nude and nude. A fedora, though.
One of those hoodies.
I gave you this hoodie.
It's a cruelty-free fedora.
No fedora is cruelty-free once you put it on.
No gamers were killed in making this fedora.
A fedora, a utilikill, and I'm with stupid shirt.
I have one of those pants hoodies, the putties. Mm. So put on this putty, and it's a hoodie for your bottom half.
Nice.
Jimmy Two Legs here. You guys wanna head over?
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Head over to the place.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's be real sneaky.
We should be pretty sneaky and do some like recon. Like maybe are we really going through the front door?
Well, we need to go to a disguisery, right? I love getting dressed up.
We're still doing the dress up thing.
My dad does not do dress sizes, but he might know the person that we're going to. I don't know.
Tim Lanning loves to get dressed up in a D&D.
So let's go. We go to our favorite attire shop. It's called Threads by Dawn. So we go there to get to pick out some suits and get fitted for some nice clothing.
Yeah, did Xanathar give us any
like a stipend?
Yeah, like what's the term for like
like a per diem?
Yeah, illegal. The white mobs like some hush money. Some what is the term for that?
Yeah.
I was raised religious.
Illegal per diem.
Okay. Illegal per diem. Yeah.
Is this for getting costumed up?
Yeah. And everything else we need to retcon in.
Like any bribes we got to do.
We're playing Blades in the Dark right now.
Yes, sure. Yes. Whatever you need.
Perfect.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You go to the store.
Okay. You're at the store.
Hello.
Hello. I'm a store clerk.
Oh, you must be Don. This is Threads by Don, right? You're Don?
Yes, I'm Don. Threads is in the back.
You're not even the manager of your own store. You're just a clerk.
Yes. Well, business has been rough.
don't mention it. The bank owns Threads by Don. So we can get a good discount.
24%.
Just the friend's discount.
Can I do a deception check, please?
My big problem is I got that sleight of hand. I just want to steal.
Oh, what's your sleight of hand?
7?
Mine's 10.
Whoa.
Fuck you.
I'm a plus 10, yeah.
Okay, what are you guys stealing?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. We said these clothes are a steal. They're so cheap, they're a steal.
Yeah. I got a 16 deception, and I'm trying to neg this shop owner using what I know from my dad's store, which I worked in as a little, what do you call a baby rat? A pup? A kitten? A pup?
I don't know. What is a baby rat?
this is shoddy stitchman work. I'm sorry, Dawn. But surely you can give us the 24% friends discount today.
You clearly know your stuff. Sure, 24% discount. Moving on. Here you go, all the stuff you need. Pushing clothes towards you.
I feel like she's trying to rush us.
It's almost like, this is not reason. Part of the adventure.
We showed up right before closing.
Yeah. What does everyone wear? That's not offensive.
I'm going to procure a zoot suit.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to wear a feather boa, mm-hmm. just because I can do that.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that. Bronx is going to wear a teal, pants with just a white shirt and with teal suspenders, nice. I think.
Ricky Nell picks this pantsuit situation that like looks like a dress on one side, but it's a pantsuit.
Whoa.
And it's got a deep V, real deep V
real
in
deep
it.
Real deep V.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How deep?
Like down to her belly button, I think.
Whoa.
Is it a water deep V?
It's a water deep V.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, I am going home after that joke. Yeah, Gilf is where Gilf picked out an outfit he would never wear, which is very similar to what Spike Lee wears in Do the Right Thing.
Yes.
It's like this 90s spandex, bright neon colors. He also has the love and hate rings that the guy has that carries the boombox as well.
Guys, I look pretty dope, right? Look how fly I am.
Can I roll another deception check?
Well,
yeah, you look great.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's a very powerful look.
Don, did, when he shoved all the clothes our way, I just kind of got, you know, kind of drug my feet, and I got the last thing that was there, which is a harness, and I'm gonna spend my entire time trying to get out of it.
Wait, like a sex thing or
No. Like you guys are taking me for a walk. There's a leash. One of you can grab it if you want, but it's not a sex thing.
Okay. Jimmy Two Legs is looking at his fantasy watch. He's like, "All right, we're all suited up and ready to go."
Guys, I think we should do some recon before we even approach the towers. Maybe just hang out in a coffee shop across and see what we see.
I think Gilf's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe send our kitty cat in. To do some recon.
Oh, I could hang out, but maybe there's like a door to a kitchen or something that I could hang out outside and just like, you know, meow for
beg for scraps.
Yeah. We can like tie you to a lamp pole and pretend like we're inside getting stuff and you know, yeah, just like that.
And then maybe people passing by, you know, guards will feel bad for me and give me information.
Yeah.
Tabaxi are big,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're big.
They're big, but I still, in my head, I'm still like proportional to just a cat, like just a regular.
Oh, gross! Like a slender cat.
I'm prancing around on four legs. Is what I'm trying to say.
I love this idea. It's perfect. There's zero flaws. I do want to say we're power gamers here. We can all agree to that. You have two rogues in your party too, but let's see what the Blood Hunter can do. let's
maybe team up.
Love this idea. You know.
Well, there's several towers, right? How many towers are we talking?
There's two towers, is my understanding.
Ah, just like my favorite book.
Split the party.
So you guys head over to that general area, and you notice that things seem really deserted, like super deserted. It's I'm assuming late at night, unless you guys want it to be something else.
No.
7:55
p.m.
Yes,
late at night is better.
What
for
time
sneaking.
Of year? Because it might be dark, it might be light.
Damn, I just gotta say, Tim's got those specific numbers down.
He's ready.
According to the Discord, it is fall.
Okay,
so it is completely abandoned here. Streets are empty, and you see this dilapidated two-towered edifice.
Oh, it's shitty. I assumed it was nice. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's really shitty, and it looks abandoned. There are no guards outside. Weirdly, there are lights coming from inside, like through the windows.
Like all of them or just a select few?
Like pretty much all of them. Yeah, there's it is just this sort of old, this rickety old double tower.
I take umbrage at that.
There's like a, you know, there's a door right there. Uh-huh. But
is there a light post to tie the cat up to, or?
There's no light post, unfortunately.
As the party's only bird boy, I'm going to fly up to the windows to see if I can stealthily kind of peek in some of the windows along the tower.
Unfortunately, as you fly up, there's another bird flying right next to you.
A regular bird?
And
another bird boy?
And about a foot from the actual tower, the bird just slams full on into this invisible force field. And it just sort of slowly slides down.
Oh. Yeah. There's probably some place you can glitch through that.
Yeah. I take an hour to bury my brother.
All right, it's 8:56.
You get to the ground, and unfortunately, there's several. This is actually in the book. Uh-huh. Sorry, Waterdeep Dragon Heist is what it's called. Yeah, it says that there's dead birds on the ground.
Oh, seriously?
I'm so sorry that I've done this to you.
I'm going to have to bow out and hold service for all these birds.
Sorry, I do honestly feel like Chili would... would be eyeing these birds for freshness.
Come on.
Oh, man.
And the windows, you do get a look at the windows. They are very old and gross and dirty, and you're not seeing a whole lot.
Seeing what appears to be a magic, I go up behind Gilf and start pushing him.
Hey, what's going... Wait, hey, what's this about?
Do it.
What? do what?
Do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to... as he's pushing me, I'm getting afraid as I get closer to this force field. So I'm going to... is it cool if I do a history and an arcana to see if I know what this is?
Sure. Do you want to do a history about the tower or towers? Or
what would be causing these birds to die in this, you know, in that area, I guess.
Arcana probably is a good call.
Okay. 19.
Yes, so appears to be a magical force, an invisible magical force surrounding the tower.
We're fucked.
Yeah, like nothing can get through it. Air, fog, rain, snow. Maybe there are magical means to get through it, but potentially you might be able to dig underneath it. Is another option.
You said it's like a dome?
Yeah, it's essentially a dome that goes over these two towers.
And have we seen anyone go in or out of the tower at all?
You have not. And there's no one outside. It's like empty.
Like no foot traffic.
It appeared like if you were just an average person walking by, you'd be like, oh, this is an abandoned, abandoned tower.
Maybe it's really nice under there and it's just an illusion.
Maybe. Can any of you two do anything to a force field or whatever this thing is called that I would say in world?
There's really nothing I can do. I mean, I can disguise myself rather eloquently. I know. Hand puppets. I am great at hand puppets. Does that help at all?
He's gonna puppet it into submission.
Hand puppets has worked before in the past. Oddly.
Yeah, sometimes that's just a great way to learn, guys.
There is essentially one door as well that you can see on the ground level. But
for both towers, there's one door each?
Yeah, there's only one door on the ground level.
Well, one option would be to try to draw someone out some way.
Okay.
Another option would be to try to damage the force field. I mean, I have a spell I can do called Shatter, but I don't know if it's really going to shatter a force field or not.
Well, you said we might be able to dig under it, right? I could try pawing at the ground.
Here's what I think. I think we all stack on top of each other and put a coat over us so that we look as intimidating and tall as possible.
Ooh.
We knock on the door and we try and talk our way through.
Okay, I call not bottom. I call not bottom.
I call all-time bottom.
I weigh roughly 48 pounds, so...
Who's the biggest of us?
We all don't have to talk about our weight at this time. We can just say, like, I'm a little bit heavy. Oh, I'm strong. You could just say
it's
that.
It's fine.
Don't have to talk about real numbers.
I'm very spindly.
I'm really weak, too.
I'm slinky.
Real quick, how old is everyone? Wait, real quick, what's everyone's annual income? Just real quick. For fun.
What's
your
life insurance situation?
In the Warren, we're hardcore socialists, so I'm not too sure.
But no, can we knock on the door with this force field up?
It's about a foot away. This field is about a foot away from the door itself.
Can I touch the force field? Does it hurt to touch?
You touch the force field, and it does not hurt, but it is just appears to be just this solid, invisible thing.
These birds died from just pure force of running into
this
thing.
They're fools. Birds are stupid.
Yes. Yeah,
they're very dumb.
Come on.
Birds
are
dumb.
I'm right here.
Guys, I mean, he's literally building little caskets to bury them in, and you guys are just...
Thank you. Thank you, Gil.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to start digging while you guys do it.
What if I cast a thunderclap, a very loud sound, and perhaps someone will come out?
I'm digging.
You don't. Bronx doesn't seem to appreciate my idea, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
So I cast thunderclap towards the door, just like a really thunderous
loud
knocking upon the door.
Boom, boom.
I'm digging furiously this whole time, by the way.
Are you digging with me, or are we making inefficient holes?
And can I say that as you're digging, I keep putting little bird caskets in it and then covering it back up so that you have to dig somewhere else?
I mean...
I keep using all your digging for shallow graves.
Kill two birds of one grave.
Well, we don't say that here.
Nope.
I really keep digging myself a hole tonight.
Literally.
No, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So I like focus my thunderous blast upon the door.
This is very subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you blast the door and it, you know, you hear like a wom 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 sort of thing.
Is it like the teacher from Charlie Brown?
Yeah. Yeah. And the lights in the building next to you turn on and someone sticks their head out the window, clearly not part of the tower, and they're like, "What's all the racket down there?"
Stan Lee.
Should we ask them about what's going on here?
Just ask them. Don't ask me to ask them. Ask them.
We're trying to get into this tower to see our friend out here.
No one lives in that tower.
There's lights on in the tower.
Ah, it's just ghosts or something.
What?
Yeah, that's our friend. That's our friend, the ghost.
Exactly.
We're trying to get in to see the ghosts.
No one ever comes or goes from that tower. Ever, ever, ever. Never, ever. I'm always here. I'm always watching. Never happens.
Always watching, eh?
Yeah.
Wait, is that Carl? Carl, is that you?
Carl.
Carl, my man.
Am I Carl?
I think
is
so.
Is that what you're asking?
It looks... Remember?
Yeah, you're Carl, right?
Yes.
Squawkington High, class of 07?
That is... Wait, is that you, Gilf?
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who went to Squawkington High.
Gilf went to Squawkington High? Not Squawk Hudson.
Yeah. I went on a scholarship. Yeah. That's how I got in. Yeah.
A scholarship to high school.
Yeah.
Private school.
Hey, Carl, what have you been up to? What do you do in this building here?
Property prices are very low around this old abandoned tower with ghosts.
Oh, so nothing. It sounds like you're unemployed
at
this time.
Not a lot.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Force field. More like lower the force field.
Shit, this just might work.
Someone who's going to lower the force field says what?
What? What?
Carl.
Yeah.
So you never see anyone walk into this tower, huh?
Never.
Never. Do you see any shady characters in this area ever?
I mean, it's a very run-down, bad place, but no one coming and going, if that's what you mean.
Can I roll insight to see if this guy's on the up and up?
Yeah.
Cool. Uh-huh. Ooh, that was very good.
Yeah, I lie about my rolls, too. That's good.
No. Sorry, I went to a different screen. I rolled 19, but it's plus 1, so it's total 20.
Having known Carl for so many years, you know his tells, and he's definitely telling the truth here.
Okay. So no one goes in and out of this place, yet there is a giant force field on it. I don't see...
Well, the Kolod brothers, I don't know why I'm doing this accent for him. The Kolod brothers...
It's okay.
They were powerful wizards who are dead and probably ghosts now, and it's probably from them. I don't know. I don't think about it a lot. The property is very low around here.
You're very... Okay, well... Are you trying to unload some property, Carl?
I have many business opportunities available for you.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme, Carl, yes. I gotta tell you.
Is there a sewer here?
You asking me?
Yeah, Carl. Hi, it's me, Chili Manili. We haven't met. I went one town over.
Go Rams!
is there a sewer here?
I will tell you that I see you digging under there. There's some kids a couple weeks ago dug a hole just a little bit further down. And they managed to get all the way through, and then I never saw them again after that.
But you said no one goes in or out.
Well, just these kids is all.
They're just near there, right, Carl?
Yeah, no one lives there is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Carl, you didn't call the authorities when those children went missing too, right?
We don't ask a lot of questions around here.
Yeah, that's
here.
What I thought. I gathered that about you, Carl.
Yeah.
I reached for my rapier. Carl, do you have anything to admit about some missing kids? Or
No. That's not what this is about.
Carl, kids go missing all the time near your house. I'm just saying. Carl.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night, Carl.
Carl, no one's asking you to ask questions, just asking you to answer them.
Welcome to Law & Order D&D.
You're in a lot of trouble,
Carl.
Carl
was cleaning a table the whole time.
Carl's lights go out. Carl's gone.
Okay, I slink over to that hole.
There's freshly dug earth, and you'll be able to dig through it real easily.
We do it.
I do it.
Guys, was it me or does Carl fucking suck?
I was going to say that. He hasn't changed since high school, though. Yeah.
You guys went to school.
I like this implies that Squawk and Gilf went to school together.
That's how they got in the dream gang together.
Yeah.
Well, I feel lonely again. It's okay. Not important.
You are able to quickly just, you know, dig through this hole and you can get under about a foot down. The force field stops and you can get through.
All right. Yeah, we scooch yes. forward carefully, Michael. Carefully. Mm-hmm.
Slither on into this hole.
For sure.
I scooch forward recklessly.
No, not again, Squawk.
He does like a cannonball into the hole.
I can't lose another buddy.
Hold on, wait. I just have to check this reckless move here.
Oh, no.
You're okay.
Gilf carefully goes underneath the dome.
All right. You all managed to get through, and you are now on the other side of the force field.
Guys, we did it.
Nice job.
Which I think I said it was a foot before, so you're just really squished up against the side there.
Can I roll perception to see if I see a ledger?
Yeah.
15.
You don't see a ledger at this time.
How high would I have had to roll?
Very high. There is a door. And
I scramble over everyone's heads, and I rush to the door, and I start trying to pick the lock. I do not try to see if it's locked.
It is locked.
Okay, good. Okay, let me get my good d20. Where is it? There it is. All right. Daddy. I got a 24. Wait, 23, I think? Where's my... Yeah, 22
that
to 24.
That lock pops right open.
Nice.
Wow.
I told you, no lock can keep Bronx out.
I scream.
Oh, okay, Bronx, I mean...
I point the lock at all of you accusingly, as hinting at some dark backstory. Yeah,
none of us doubt at you.
Crying a little bit.
So, the door actually pushes inward... And this is a dark room, and it's full of crates.
I have dark vision.
And the crates have seals over them for the Fellowship of Salters, Packers, and Joiners.
Is that like a union?
Carlos, you know all about Waterdeep.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, Carlos, you know everything about unions? I'd be like, the fuck?
What does that mean? Carlos, give us a rundown over each of these three. I'm sure you got it in the source material. Very, very popular, famous, important.
Guys, I don't think I can power game through this one.
No.
And there is also a door on the north wall.
Okay, guys, remember why we're here. Ledger first. If we see any children, maybe help them too. But ledger first, definitely. Okay.
And then also jewels, amulets, you know,
no, just
little
ledger.
Vials of poisons and such.
Who has the best sense of smell in the group? Maybe the cat?
Ooh, I'm a rat.
Yeah, you
maybe
are.
The rat?
Oh,
yeah.
A cat.
Rat or cat? What has better sense of smell? Damn.
Can we?
I think rats, right?
Can we have you sniff the crates to see if you can suss out the contents?
I'd love to. Let me give...
What would that even be?
Perception? Perception with...
Investigation?
Adding, no, yeah. Fuck off. Perception. I got a 22 using normal rules, and if you want to add some rat stink to it,
you believe that these crates are packed with meat.
I love meat. They're packed with meat. Ooh, give me.
I take out my rapier and start hacking at it, try to get that delicious meat that I love so much.
Bronx, eyes on the prize. There's meat.
Okay, but I mean, we literally just went over ledger and children. Nowhere in there was there meat. You know what, guys? Drain Gang was my first pick. I picked Drain Gang. I was like, yeah, I got asked to be in the plunger pumpers, and you know what? I passed on them. I thought Drain Gang was going to be it. But apparently we're just going to crawl and eat meat and play with dead birds all day.
plunger pumpers are doing really great now, too.
I was burying dead birds. Who said playing with dead birds?
Don't be rude.
When I cross a bird's legs in front of their chest, close their eyes, and put them 8 feet in the ground, that is not playing with them. Look, did I have fun doing it? A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but you did say WWB every single time.
I was not digging 8 foot deep holes that you're putting those birds in.
Listen, did I put on a little puppet show with the dead birds? Yes. Did I have a lot of fun doing that? Of course. But I was burying
them.
Yeah,
we learned a lot too.
What a morality play.
Can you remind us what is on the outside of these boxes? I do not believe you ever said the phrases meat box.
It's the Fellowship of Salters, Packers, and Joiners.
Now that makes sense.
That sounds like meat. I don't know what joiners are. Can someone that's smart do a history about
that? I don't know. The joiners maybe make the boxes.
Oh, okay, let's just move on. I yum on some of the meat.
Okay, it's salty.
It's very joiner.
It's jerky.
Oh.
Where's the next door?
There's another door on the north wall.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of wood.
Yeah.
Anyone want to try to beat me?
I can tell you exactly what it's made out of, thanks to this great source material from Wizards of the Coast.
They invented D&D. Not technically, but now they do.
It's made out of oak. Okay, let's just go on.
Oh, man.
Iron-bound oak.
I shave off a little bit of the oak later in case any more birds die for more caskets.
Mm, that's nice of you.
You've got like a full wood shop full of tools that you're carrying around with you. Yeah. Just like,
proficient.
This door is also locked.
Ugh. I'm allergic to oak.
What?
I know.
I don't know how to lockpick. Is anyone else good at this?
Do I know how to lockpick? I don't know how to lockpick.
Hmm.
Don't we have another rogue?
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, so I'll try and pick the lock here. What's the, is that sleight of hand? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you have thieves tools, you add proficiency twice.
I do have thieves tools.
So, obviously roll a d20, and then if on your character...
Probably like plus 10.
Yeah, it's plus 10, so yeah. I double that?
No, you do plus 10, and then you add another 3 to that.
Oh, gotcha. So that'll be, so 13, that'll be a 26.
I don't know if we got the math right, but you're way over. So you pop that lock right open. No problem whatsoever.
What's in there?
Is it more meat?
This is actually a well lit room.
Oh.
And you see three people in black armor.
Oh boy.
Sitting around a stone dining table playing a card game of some sort. You guess it's Three Dragon Ante. That's important.
Oh, I love Three Dragon Ante.
the walls, there are 8 moth-eaten banners. And each with an arcane sigil that represents a different one of the 8 schools of magic.
Hmm. I step into the room and I kind of loudly announce, hello there. I was looking, I heard that there's a card game for money here. I was looking to do a little bit of gambling. You know anything about that? And I toss a gold coin onto the table.
Roll.
No, I just do it.
No. Michael, were you not listening? He did it.
You definitely do it.
That'll be a 14.
They squint at you.
And I say, yeah, it is pretty bright in here.
And they go, And then I think about, like, do I know how to play Three
Dragon Ante? Three Dragon Ante is just Magic the Gathering, but in World of War.
Can I be slinking around the outside of the room stealthily to try and get to the other side while they're having this conversation?
Absolutely. They go, how did you know about this game?
Oh, Carl told me. You all know Carl, right? The shithead?
Carl? The asshole next door?
That's him. We all hate him, right?
That guy's a dick.
We're so similar.
A bunch of kids went missing, and I question what his deal is.
Right? That's what I heard. We're bonded by hating Carl.
It's real boring in here, and you must not just be some riffraff.
No, look at my feather boa and my zoot suit.
You guys are sharply dressed.
I snap my suspenders and bring out my Three Dragon Ante deck, and then I show them my foiled Dritzed card.
Yeah, I've thrown down from time to time.
All right, I like this. What are we playing for? Gold? 1 gold piece? Is that it?
No, that was just to kind of... That's a gold piece for you all to split between yourselves. But of course, we'll be playing to swap clothes. You get our nice fine threads, and we get your boring black armor that we can wear.
Does your black armor have pockets that could maybe hold something yay big? And I make the size of what I assume to be a ledger would be.
The woman who seems to be... Maybe the leader. She looks a little tougher than the other two dudes. She kind of like glances down at her large pockets and then looks at you and goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Michael, can I be trying to remove their best cards from their decks while this conversation is happening?
Yes, that would be a sleight of hand for sure.
He's taking all the shiny Charizards out right now.
It's a 21, by the way.
Okay, you definitely pull out some good cards.
And I say, unless you all are real gamblers, are you all real gamblers or are you little baby gamblers?
Oh. She sort of glares at you and she goes, what do you mean by that?
I mean, where I come from, when we gamble, losers die. Losers agree to die. You know, game rules.
It's a classic thing. You're not scared.
You're not scared, are you?
To play with us.
And Drain Gang probably doesn't do a chicken thing because that's offensive.
It would be offensive.
What's another stereotypically cowardly animal? Like, we would, like, hiss at them like snakes?
Oh, yeah. A
snake? No, we wouldn't do a rat. Or a cat, or a demon-looking creature. Not that tieflings are demons, but...
Wow.
What are you, some sort of Carl? You some sort of Carl?
roll a persuasion for me, Squawk.
Okay.
While he's doing this, Gilf has not entered the room. He's, like, right outside the door. Trying to hype himself up. He's taken a look at the guards inside, and he's casting Disguise Self on him to look just like the guards. He's like taking some time to like concentrate and get, and he's very nervous too.
He's like slapping himself in the face, like,
he's like
do it!
He's just like, okay, you could totally do this. You're a big guy.
Persuasion was a 9.
let's do the clothes swapping thing. I don't think the dying thing is is my cup of tea.
All right.
Maybe they'll warm up to it.
Yeah.
But you're on as far as that other thing goes, which seems very reasonable.
All right. So I sit down at the table.
Friday night, you know. I mean, so who is playing against whom?
Does anyone have proficiency in the tool Three Dragon Ante? I do.
I actually don't. Even though I saw that real thing.
It is a real thing.
Yeah.
The same way you can be proficient in the loot or land vehicles, I am proficient in Three Dragon Ante.
Well, they don't know that I'm here, so I'm not playing.
Yeah, I think Nell's going to sit this one out, and she's going to observe.
And I sit down, and then I start laughing, and I say, excuse me, you don't want to play someone as skilled as me. Let my friend the rat play you. And if you...
Bronx!
He's a pool shark.
Yeah.
I sit down and I enroll my custom mat that I won in Luskin. And I'm like, let's do this, baby!
All right, so her two guards sort of stand up behind her and she goes, by the way, my name is Sidra. Nice to meet you.
Say, nice to meet you, Sidra. Do you happen to have any sort of ranking?
Oh, I'm a lieutenant. It's not important. What my?
Oh, you're a lieutenant. Oh, cool.
No, I didn't say that. I'm.
Wait, she didn't say that, or she did?
She did say it.
Did she also say I didn't say that?
Then she said I didn't say that. Yes. All very in character.
Sidra's stupid. Well, I obviously play my foil dritzed right at the top. I had a good shuffle. I shuffled well, and I believed in myself. I also am cheating.
As the game begins, I say, mind you, since we're playing for swapping of clothes, that would include anything that's on our person. So me, for instance, I have a notebook in my breast pocket that would go to you if you win.
Hmm. Okay.
I have some raw meat in my back pocket that you can have. You actually just have that.
Is it meat from the other room? Because that's very old.
Oh, it's delicious.
You shouldn't eat that.
Gilf is just breathing a sigh of relief because he has all these motivational notes that he writes to himself inside his pocket. But they're all just basically lyrics from that song, like, you gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, yes. you gotta be wiser.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta be cool, Gilf. You gotta be calm. Gotta stick
That's
together.
What he sings at karaoke.
did you all say your names to me, or should I?
No.
Oh, who are you, so that I can respond to you appropriately?
My name is Desiree.
Desiree, got it.
I'm Lonx Bremu.
Okay.
I'm Lonx Bremu.
And then Rickety Nell's the only other person that they know is here, I think.
She just stands there and looks like, honey, I don't know you well enough to give you my name yet.
Well, Squawk, you're on. Unfortunately, I only have this old beat-up journal here in my pocket, but...
Oh.
But
did we get the other two guards' names?
No, did not. They were Guard 1 and Guard 2.
Oh, real quick, can we also get their weight?
This guy over here is a 160, and he's 300 pounds. Very big.
Jesus
big
Christ. Okay.
He's 10 times as heavy as I am.
I have hollow bones, but that's pretty big.
So I guess you guys square off in Dragon Ante, because that's how
I always imagine this would end.
I think we just friggin' roll. I'm cheating, by the way.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you advantage on this roll, and it's gonna be contested, and it's gonna be...
Well, and they should have disadvantage because they have shitty cards now, right?
Yeah, that seems very bad for them.
So I'm using sleight of hand because I'm cheating, and I rolled a 13, and it says I'm using my 3 dragon anti set. That means I get a 26.
Okay. What happens? Damn. What does it look like when you just lose horrifically in 3 dragon anti?
Wait a second. I got a 26 at level 5, Michael.
When they lose horrifically.
Oh. I frocked out. So yeah, you know, I purposely lose the first hand, right? To make them feel good, and then I just...
To lure them,
and then I just crush one after another, like, oh, it'd be a shame if I took your kraken. It'd be a shame if your elves were thrown into my elf past. And then I play the elf past card. And then I play my legendary.
I assume these are Magic the Gathering references. Another Wizards of the Coast property, thank you.
Oh, what's the weird one they used to do? It's not important.
Who has what dragon?
It's like, spin stones? It's magic for kids.
Oh, you're talking about object permanence.
That's exactly it.
And so, yeah, you just completely destroy old Sildra here.
Yes! Give me your cards, too.
And you give her, she gives you your cards, and she's like, can I keep the armor and just give you the clothes? Because it's kind of, I'll get in trouble.
I look at Squawk to see if that is good enough, if they can keep the armor.
I say, listen, just give us whatever possessions you have on you. Any notebooks, any money, any food, and we'll call
jewels,
it even.
Files, twine.
This is the boss's ledger, but I... okay.
Oh, you know. Wow. Take that.
She is very bad at her job.
She sucks.
Can I keep my my foil red dragon card?
I have that card. Actually.
Where is that anyway? I know it was in here.
No.
Ah.
But I tell you what, I will give you my elf pass. Here you go.
I don't know. Okay.
I'll see you soon.
All right. She hands over the ledger and all of her clothes, I guess.
But not her armor.
It's not like that fantasy armor. It's like real armor.
Yeah. Ugh. Like she's in a suit of armor.
Yikes.
So she's just like chilling out inside in a suit of
she's
armor.
She's on duty.
That sounds
she's
terrible.
Not very good.
It's warm.
We can all agree. Yeah. So you guys now have
pay your minions more, everyone.
Wow. Yeah. Give them some incentive.
Exactly.
And so I think this is the big. The climax.
Well, we turn around and see another guard.
Guys, hey, it's me.
Guys, hey, what's, you guys are playing a game here, huh? It's, me, the other guy.
Oh, guard 3.
Guard 3, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, God, Gondry.
The twin brother of guard 1?
Yeah, Michel Gondry, that's me.
All right, well, see these people out, please. I'm sick of playing 3 Dragon Anti with them. I have to go get my second pair of clothes.
Oh, yeah, you're naked under there, huh? That's,
we've talked about this guard
anyway,
3.
Anyways, okay. up and at 'em, guys. It's time to, leave the facility. With my powerful legs and arms that I definitely have on my body. Okay.
Guard 3 is weird.
Wait, does Gilf not have legs and arms?
He does. Don't worry about... Hey, does anyone see you? Do you say that out loud?
I say that, and then I just sprint wildly around the room, across the table. There's shit goes everywhere, and then I'm out the door.
Gotta go.
We're there.
Gilf sees this. He his jaw kind of drops. He looks at the guards, probably looking at this tabaxi running out. He gets scared, looks them in the eye, and says, like, if anyone asks, you've been thwarted by the Drain Gang! And then he turns around and he runs out the door.
I take some of the meat from my pocket and throw it on the ground. Vanish!
And then I cast Infestation, and a cloud of mites flees another parasite to appear momentarily on one creature just on the main guard. Like, and then I slink out.
That was rude.
Which is really bad.
I thought we were doing a thing here. Yeah. I thought we were doing a thing.
As we're running, like, wow.
I just wanted to fit in.
Is that what it does Squawk do anything on his way out? Or
listen, Squawk's gonna find where they park their cart and he's just gonna shit all over it.
classic Squawk.
So I think we'll fade out as they chase you through the streets of Waterdeep. The Drain Gang, of course, makes it to safety through, I suppose, the labyrinth of sewers and whatnot.
I have proficiency in land vehicles.
Okay. You're just helping us haul ass in this cart.
Yeah. Is there an Xterra that we can take, or a Wrangler, a Jeep Wrangler or something?
This one's better gas mileage.
Any Everyone pile around. Into my Buick Century.
I'm from Boston. I don't have a car.
And yeah, so Xanathar is very pleased with you all. He doesn't break any of your kneecaps.
Wow.
Wow. That's a first. Not like two-leg Jimmy Two-Legs.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you supposed to come with us, Jimmy Two-Legs?
I was here the whole time. You didn't need me, so it was fine.
Oh, okay.
He was hanging out with Carl.
My friend Carl. We went to grammar school together.
Yeah, you and you. That's, you know what I noticed? Kids don't stay long around you either, Jimmy Two Legs. Trying to put things together here.
Wait a second. This is the, Gelf, is this might be your first mystery you've ever solved.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you turn the journal over to the town guards?
Town guards, interesting.
We turn the journal over, not the ledger?
Sorry, the ledger and the journal, they're interchangeable in my mind. And yeah, Manshun, he's been outed, and Elminster just probably comes in and whoops some ass, and he's got a scoop. Yeah. He ends up leaving Waterdeep, and he is no longer in our story.
Wow.
Is that true?
Yeah, and this particular podcast of Waterdeep sort of thread, which we've been a part of, so... thank you all for joining us for this wonderful game where we play a lot of D&D.
What a heist!
And yeah, as whenever we do these crossover apps, we always like to say this is exactly how D&D is. You roll probably 6 or 7 times.
you maybe don't even cast a spell at all until the very end when you throw some sting bugs on people.
Until you're posturing. but no, thank you so much to Wizards and all the folks organizing it. For doing it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
And thank you to our guests for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, guests.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Absolutely. So Waterdeep Dragon Heist is coming out. It is an adventure for levels 1 through 5 done by some guy named Chris Perkins.
Some not famous dude.
Carlos, have you met Chris Perkins?
Briefly, yeah.
Oh wow.
Very nice.
Carlos is so cool. Adel, have you met Chris Perkins?
I haven't met Chris Perkins. I know a few people who have worked on, like Mike Selinker is a friend, Paul Peterson, a few people have worked on at Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
Adel's so cool.
Man, how can I be cool?
I've been to a Perkins.
I have a Perkins loan back in the day.
Oh, sad.
But I've seen that it looks like a really neat thing, and it would be great for people who want to start a heisty sort of D&D game. So check that out if you can.
Yeah, it seems like the book is different than the others.
And listen, if you ever get stuck, just pretend you went to high school with one of the characters, and you're fucking golden.
Yeah,
that works.
Always remember, every campaign you're in, you have your own Carl. And you just have to find them.
If you can't spot the Carl at the table, you're the Carl.
Yeah. Never be the Carl, but find the Carl.
Yeah, Carl is sleeping. He's alone in his bed sleeping. It's probably like 2 a.m. It's dark and he hears a noise. He wakes up and he sees a mass figure that resembles Gilf. And all he hears...
The mask is Gilf's face.
Yeah. All he hears is like, "You son of a bitch, I knew what you did." And he just starts pummeling him.
Wow. Gilf.
See, always stick around after the credits. You get a hint of what the next one's going to be about.
So thank you, everybody. Let's go around one more time. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at D&D Podcast or Geekly Inc. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning on Twitter.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek on Twitter.
I'm at the Mike Bachman on Twitter.
You can text me at 309.
This man is brave.
I'm on Twitter at @AdelRofi.
And I am Carlos Luna. I am on Twitter at Carlos Critz. Also Instagram, Carlos Critz.
We're Drunks and Dragons. And we have two wonderful guests with us who we really enjoyed playing with. Carlos, tell us again where people can find you for your content creation purposes.
Yeah, you can find me at thedungeonrats.com. It's a podcast. Download it on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Six improvisers playing Dungeons and Dragons, highly edited, original music and sound effects. You could also find me on Sundays at noon central on the D&D Twitch channel. I am the DM for Rivals of Waterdeep.
Awesome. And Adel?
My name is Adel Rafai. You can check me out on the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern, which is the dumbest thing you'll ever hear, and that's a threat. and I also do a podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle and a podcast called Siblings Peculiar, so check those out.
Awesome. So thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the I think there'll be a new episode out tomorrow if you're listening to this right when it comes out, or just check out the whole series. And there's going to be lots of other podcasts doing it, so enjoy. Yeah. And I guess we'll see you on the net.
That was dicey.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thanks for coming.
Until next time, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Lightless Dawn, Long Note 1, Brittle Ryle, Thatched Villagers, Sky Cullen, Court of the Queen, Dragon and Toast, The Snow Queen, and Industrial Cinematic are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.